Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 27th day in the month of December 2025. Thank you, Father, for all you do for us. We are grateful for your love, your kindness. We are grateful for every single thing. Please, Lord, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father and the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be continuing from our series from a topic that says, Let God Make You Part 2. Our aim for today is taken from Aim 23 from Open Heaven Manual, Take My Life and Let It Be. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Revelation chapter 8 to chapter 11. Our memory verse is taken from Matthew chapter 4 verse 19, which says, "And he said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Our Bible reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 51 from verse 1 to 2. Isaiah 51 from verse 1 to 2. From verse 1 it reads, "Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness and who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were cut and to the quarry from which you were hewn. Look to Abraham your father and to Sarah who gave you birth. When I called him, he was only one man, and I blessed him and made him many." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic is Let God Make You Part 2. Our manual today reads, "Yesterday, I discussed the story of the prodigal son and how he returned home to his father, and when he realized he could not make himself. Today, I will examine the lives of Jesus' disciples and how he made all of them except Judas Iscariot. When Jesus called his disciples in today's memory verse, he said, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." For example, by the time it was done with Peter, Peter became so famous and influential that today, over 2,000 years later, we are still talking about him. Those who allowed God to make them in the scriptures have remained relevant up until now. When God makes a fellow, he adorns the fellow with beauty and glory and gives him or her a purpose for living. Jesus told his disciples that by following him, they would become fishers of men. He fulfilled this promise and they all became great fishers of men, like we see in Acts 2 verse 41 and Acts 4 verse 4. He kept all until the end, except the son of perdition, like we see in John chapter 17 verse 12. All this happened because they followed Jesus. God cannot make you when you are not following him consistently. Just because you followed him yesterday doesn't mean that you can live by yourself today. Following him is a daily decision. A famous songwriter once wrote, "I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back." When you truly follow Jesus, it will be evident in your words, actions, and lifestyle. After the disciples had followed Jesus for some time, the religious leaders observed them and noted that they had truly been with Jesus, like we see in Acts 4 verse 13. If you truly follow Jesus, it will be evident for people to see. When you leave raw meat on fire to cook, for example, no matter how tough it is, it will eventually become soft. Sadly, many believers attend church services and other Christian programs frequently. However, there is no tangible change in their behavior and attitude. Beloved, it is time to follow Jesus wholeheartedly and allow Him to make you if you haven't done so yet. It is time to let go of all forms of worldliness in your life, lay them aside, and follow Jesus. Jesus makes only those who follow Him. He purifies and prunes only the branches that abide in Him. Don't waste your life chasing meaningless things. Follow Jesus and let Him make you when He has destined you to become. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Today's open heaven comes to the prayer point that says, Father, help me to follow You wholeheartedly without looking back. And please make me who You want me to be. Lord Jesus, help me to follow You wholeheartedly without looking back. And please make me who You want me to be. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.priestpalashready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to. Download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.priestpalashready.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed and have a beautiful, beautiful day today. Bye-bye.